There we go. Okay. So I am Anna Swartout.
I'm Brenna Wagaman.
And we are here for the Queens of Slippery Rock Oral History Project, and we are here interviewing Casey Vandergrift.
Okay, so hi, I'm Casey Vandergrift. I'm a senior physical activity and fitness management major from Pittsburgh, PA.
Awesome. Can you please just give us a little bit of, like, your biography while you were in college, what activities you were involved in and what you did at Slippery Rock?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so coming here, I was a transfer. So I started off as a freshman, as a transfer, and I got immediately involved. I was actually on the track team for 1 year, and then I decided, you know, it was a little bit of a commitment, so I kind of switched over and got really involved on campus. I took part in the Green and White Society, so I was an ambassador for them. We worked closely with alumni and guests of the university, so I did a lot of networking, back and forth, just meeting people, celebrating the traditions on campus, and just kind of getting the students involved. So that was kind of from the beginning. And then I changed my major to, I was health and phys ed, and then physical activity and fitness management. And there I got involved as a treasurer for my club. I'm also an OMD Jumpstart mentor, so I kind of worked in the OMD office a little bit, and then I got involved in SGA on campus as well as a commuter senator. So a little bit here and there. I took, at the ARC, I did intramurals and kind of helped out there with some volunteer programs and adapted as well. So that's just a little bit.
Definitely been busy. Okay, so before we start off with all the questions, we just want to know, what does being a homecoming queen mean to you?
Okay, so pretty much I love Slippery Rock. I'm super passionate about, like, everything that it stands for, all the traditions, just the heritage of the background of where it came from. Obviously, it kind of started off like an education school, which is what kind of brought me here. I don't know. I think I just really well represented the school, just kind of being at all the events, supporting different clubs and organizations on campus, just being kind of like a leader in my major, and just kind of being proactive, just anything that I could attend. I worked in the athletic office, so I tried to go to all the athletic events and games, and just kind of be really like a part of the school and get everyone like along with it as like I got older. So I don't know. I think people look up to me a little bit, so I hope that was kind of the more of an impact. I am a mentor for a lot of undergrad students. It's something that I enjoy doing and I'm passionate about. So I hope that kind of helped me maybe get to the, like, where I was with Homecoming Queen. So it was a shock, but I was surprised, but hard work paid off, so I think that was good too. Yeah.
So what made you decide to run? Like, were you involved in high school, or was it just kind of some of the things you mentioned before, just getting involved?
Okay, yeah, so in high school, I was on prom court and homecoming court my senior year. I didn't win either, but I mean, it was great to be a part of it. It was a great experience. So I think that kind of led towards it. I mean, the year of 2015 is, I was really involved with different organizations and peers, mostly Green and White Society. They nominated me, so I accepted, and I kind of just went through it. And if it wasn't for, like, them standing behind me and just, like, with their support, that's probably why I probably wouldn't have done it. But SGA was a big help, too. So I was involved in a lot of things, even within my major, and just speaking out to different classes about it. So I think that helped, too.
Yeah.
Would you
say there's one person that inspired you to run, or was it just kind of like your organizations as a whole?
I mean, there were a lot of professors and advisors that were very supportive, but I would say that Green and White Society, I mean, them nominating me kind of like put me out there for that opportunity. So I kind of just ran with it, and I was like, okay. So definitely the group really supported me. Some advisors and professors were really supportive when I brought it up to them, but if it wasn't for like all the ambassadors, I probably wouldn't have, you know, taken initiative. So
definitely. Can you tell us a little bit about like your campaign? Did you run with somebody? Did you run solo? Like, how did you campaign?
Yeah, absolutely. So Green and White Society nominated a boy and a girl, and we did like a voting system, and I ran with Ian Banks. So he was my co-partner, however, and so we did a little bit of campaigning. So once campaigning week started, we actually got some photos taken outside, like around Slippery Rock, and put together some flyers, posted a lot of that. We utilized social media a lot. I think that was just a huge thing with college. Like, I mean, everything's on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you know what I mean? Just tagging like the university and them putting stuff out for us and other organizations that were supportive as well. Campaigning was fun. It was really nice to kind of just like go around and like go to Boozle or like go in the student center. We kind of had like a table up and just talk to people and kind of put yourself out there. But for the most part, it was just kind of like the connections and like who you know. And I mean, Ian and I are pretty personable, so it was kind of nice to just be like, hey guys, like even if it was a text message or like an email or just like kind of everything you could do, just like let people know that you want to represent Slippery Rock. And I think they felt confident in us doing that. So once we ran, I guess I can get into a little bit of that. I made it onto court, and then I was with Shane Sanders, who then it was the homecoming day, and then we did like the whole the thing on the field, or however they want to call it, like the whole ceremony on the field. That was really cool. Yeah.
All right. And with the social media that you said you utilized, would you say that was a main part of your platform, or how did that come into play?
Yeah, so social media, I just, in my opinion, I think it was a huge chunk of, like, putting information out there, like, letting people know, like, hey, like, you know, Ian and I are running for homecoming, and because, you know, you follow so many people, and you have, that's how kind of, like, a database of people that you can reach out to. There's only so much you can post around campus and whatnot, but I think it played a pretty big role in the sense of just, you know, I mean, you can make events on Facebook, and it's just, I don't know. Social media is very, like, the technology these days is very well known, so I think that really helped a lot.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Sure. What do you think was the hardest part about running?
The hardest part probably was just kind of not really necessarily being humble about it. I mean, just trying to have fun, because at first I was a little stressed out, and I was just like, you know, this isn't a big deal. Like, let's just have fun with it. Like, whatever happens, happens. Like, we just want to support Green and White Society and support Slippery Rock. So that was our main goal, was just to have fun with it. Let people know that, like, you know, this is, like, we care whatever happens. You know what I mean? And we were kind of just in it together for the experience. So I think that was one of the main things. But it was hard to, like, not be, like, you know, on top of everything, because you want to, because, like, I don't know, we're both competitive people, but I mean, I would have never even guessed. So we were just like, whatever happens, whatever.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So then before the election, what did you think your chances were? Did you think it was, like, looking good, or?
Well, it's kind of intimidating at the beginning. You're like, okay, so, you know, how many people really run for this, and what are my chances, just because I don't know how many, you know, how many students go here, who was going to run. And I mean, what was kind of cool was I did know a lot of the people that were running as well, and then there were some people I didn't, but I know that everyone ran for a reason, and everyone is super passionate about Slippery Rock and very involved, and I've seen them around doing other things just like they've probably seen me. So I mean, not that I knew my chances were, like, good or anything. I mean, there's definitely odds, but I was like, whatever happens, happens. Like, I think, like, for the experience, like I said before, like, it would be a good time. But we were like, if we get on court, like, that's great. You know what I mean? But other than that, yeah, I didn't really expect, like, you know, overall. But I think it was a good process.
Yeah. Did you encounter any, like, stigma around the idea of, like, homecoming queen, or just, like, any of that, either in high school and then leading into this? Like, did anybody, like, look down on you or anything because of it?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I don't know, I'm more of, like, an optimistic person, so I kind of looked at it as, like, a good thing. Just from the beginning, when I think I had peers vote for me, then I kind of knew, like, okay, you know, like, I'm going to try my best. But I know what you mean by the stigma. I kind of would get, like, the opposite effect, where people kind of just, like, mess around, like, homecoming queen, like, Casey for homecoming queen. Like, they just joke around different things. And, like, I liked it, but I was just like, okay, like, whatever happens. Because I was like, I'm not going to get my hopes up. Like, I don't know what to expect. But I know what you mean by stigma. I didn't really look at it as, like, a negative thing. I mean, after I won, I was just kind of like, okay, like, I wasn't going to walk around, you know, do anything, you know, extra or crazy. But, yeah, I don't know. In high school, I think it was a lot different. In college, people were more mature. And I don't think I really ever had a problem with, like, thinking of it. I just kind of looked at it as, like, a good thing and kind of moved on from it, so.
Yeah, definitely. Would you say that once you were actually elected, that kind of, this kind of conversation and stigma kind of changed?
Yeah, like elected on court or finalized as like...
Finalized.
Okay. Finalized. So, yeah. I don't know. The initial shock was like huge. It was crazy because I had a lot of friends there and people in the stands, but I don't think the stigma really changed. I mean, I can't control how people perceive of me or if people know me or they don't, but I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. I felt like, not accomplished, but like I felt proud because, you know, if there's that many people that, you know, trust in like me representing Slippery Rock and being passionate and everything that I've done up until this point to like work towards that, I think that that's something someone should be proud of. So I don't think the stigma really bothered me too much. Like I said, I mean, it's kind of college and it's kind of mm-hmm. different. And some people will be like, wow, like she did that. And some people won't even know. So yeah, it's different.
Since social media did play such a big role, was there any like negative attention anonymously or even from like Facebook pages or whatever mm-hmm. that came into play through social media? Like was anybody... I don't want to say cyberbullying, but kind of, like, did anybody negatively attack you like that, or...
Not that I'm aware of, not that I know of. It was mostly supportive, you know, comments, positive comments, congratulations, different things, like, photos, likes, and things like that, but I didn't experience anything negatively, that I knew of, like, to my face or, like, on social media. I can't say they don't know anyone that doesn't hate me, but I mean, you know what I mean? But other than that, I wouldn't say so. I mean, it was honestly a really positive experience, and sometimes in the back of your head, you could just be like, wow, like, I never wanted to be, like, conceited about it, and, like, people will be like, she won Homecoming Queen, and I'm just like, oh, okay, yeah, like, I don't flaunt it or anything like that, but, I mean, initially, it was a shock. Like, I was just super thankful, but, I mean... A lot of people could have different views on that, but I never experienced anything negative, anything like that.
We typically have a pretty supportive campus.
Yeah, for the most part. And I mean, if people did say something, maybe word of mouth or this mm-hmm. or that, then I mean, I ran against a lot of people that I was working with in other organizations. So it wasn't, mm-hmm. everyone was super happy for everyone, if that makes sense. Like, that's whatever would have happened, that's I was great. Just would have been, supportive. So it was a really good experience. I had a great group of people mm-hmm. that I ran with, and I think the pep rally was, like, the most intimidating thing, though, because you didn't know who was going to come and who was cheering for who, and, like, I don't know if you were, you know, when they announced, like, Shane and I, you didn't know what, like, the initial response was going to be, if people were just going to be like, oh, or it was going to be like, oh, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, so definitely. I think that, I don't know, I didn't really experience anything negative. I felt pretty supported, but
that's good,
that answers
though.
Your question.
That's great. Yeah, it does. Why do you think you won?
It's a good question. I still ask myself that, but I had to have done something right. I worked my butt off to, you know, meet all the criteria for campaigning, and I think what really paid off was having fun with it. Mm-hmm. And just like some initial things that I did, I spoke out. My major's super supportive, and I spoke out to like a lot of my classes, just like, hey guys, like, you know, and I was treasurer for, you know, different things, and probably the main reason why was my involvement, so just within different groups of organizations, like, a lot of people were aware that I was running just because, like, I made it aware, so I think that that helped a lot, so just having people, you know, connecting with people, networking, and just really campaigning, like, utilizing that as much as I did, that was probably why.
Yeah, they probably could tell that you really cared.
Yeah.
What about your family? What did they think about it? How did they react whenever you won? Like, did they... Yeah. Were they all... I'm assuming they were supportive, too, because...
Oh, yeah, most definitely. So, my family actually couldn't make the actual final... they couldn't make anything. But, because I was just like, you know what? I was like, this isn't high school. Like, it's college. Like, you know, everyone just kind of... They voted me to do this. I'm going to do it. I went through, like, the pep rally, and then it was, like, the football game and everything, and... I mean, they were super happy for me. They were really supportive, and, you know, they were like, oh my gosh, I wish we could have been there, but it was just like, I didn't even know if I was going to make court till, like, you don't know till the night before, and then the game's the next morning. So, you know, I live a good bit away, and then my mom lives in a different state. So it was just kind of hard. But, no, they were super excited. They were just like, what, are you serious? Like, they kind of felt bad that they weren't there, but I was like, I couldn't have told you that. Like, I didn't even think I was going to make court. So it was just kind of like, I mean, I was confident, but I was just, you know, I was like, anything could happen. Like, there's 19 other people standing here. Like, I don't know. So, but they were definitely supportive, and I wish they could have made it, but, I mean, they got pictures and different stuff, so that worked out.
That's good, yeah. Would you say your life has changed at all in being homecoming queen?
Not necessarily. I think people may respect me a little bit more, just maybe think, like, you know, made me think highly of me, or even more, just, like, more of a leader, and I that's kind of what I was going for, so I think that's good, but I wouldn't say no. I mean, I have just people that support me in Green and White Society that kind of, like, you know, they're like, homecoming queen, like, they'll joke around still to, like, this day and stuff, and, like, I don't mind, and I just laugh, but I don't think it's really changed as much. I think it kind of, I think it really changed my experience, like, for Slippery Rock, just because it was, like, wow, like, I really have a really good connection now, and working in, like, the athletic department, you know, just, I don't even know, like, the staff and faculty that work there, like, they think a lot highly of me now, just because, you know, like, I don't know, I just feel more, like, comfortable here now, and just, the experience was definitely, like, in the initial, it was shocking. I don't even know how to explain it. Sorry, I feel like I repeat myself.
No, it's great.
Yeah.
I actually have, okay, so you were a junior when you won.
Yes.
And so then this year as a senior, you got to, like, help the newest queen, which is Tori. How was that experience? Like, what was that like in helping her? Like, what, like, did she come to you, were you at the ceremony?
Yeah, actually. So, I, myself and Shane Sanders, we emceed the, what was it, the pep rally Friday night at the Arc. So we kind of introduced, the band, introduced the football team. We announced, like, the men and the girls and the guys. We called everyone, like, we read their bios and everything like that. So that was really cool because everyone could kind of see, like, okay, like, this was their, they were the past homecoming king and queen and, like, moving on to, like, the future thing, and it was really cool because, like, just being a part of that initially, and, I mean, I was, like, supporting everyone who was there, and people did ask me for advice. People asked me for, like, how did you campaign, and, like, what different things did you do, and, I mean, I was full and open with everyone to give everyone, like, a chance, and, you know, people have different outlooks on what they wanted to do, but, yeah, it was really cool to be a part of that, and then the day of, we sashed the winners, and we got pictures with them, and, like, it was, like, kind of almost, like it replayed in my head, like, I was, like, oh my gosh, like, I was so nervous for whoever was gonna win, because I was, like, this was me last year, and I'm just, like, I would have never thought they would have called my name over, like, the loudspeaker, and it was just, like, your initial response, and I was, like, I was just excited, I was happy. The former queen, Katie Hill, was in Green and White Society, and I was actually good friends with her, so she was able to, like, crown me, and I thought that was really special because we had a really good relationship, and she was, like, a really involved student leader, and she probably was a pretty big influence for why I ran, and she always really supported me. She actually has a teaching job now, and she's, like, coming back to be on Slippery Rock's panel and all this stuff, so she's great, but that was... It was a great experience that day, and I was super supportive, but I was just almost as nervous as I was, like, when I was standing up there, so, like, I kind of knew how that felt.
So, you will be graduating, and since you won't be on campus for, like, other homecomings, do you think you'll come back?
I plan to come back, every year, as long as I can. I will, yeah, definitely. Awesome. It's just a great connection, like, within the alumni. Like, I joined the Alumni Association, and just having that connection with Green and White Society and how much they do, like, on campus is just, like, a special thing. And I feel like as much as I can come back, like, I will be here just to, you know, for good old time's sake.
Definitely. Would you come back if there were a ceremony honoring past homecoming queens, like, during the homecoming weekend?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. If I could make it, I would be there 100%. I think that would be great. I would support and, like, pursue everyone to, like, you know, just try it out and go for it. I mean, I know a lot of people, like, aren't out there, but, I mean, it was just, like, it was a great thing. It did change my perspective on college and just, like, the people you meet, and it was a great experience.
Yeah, you have answered this question a couple. Well, it just, you've said so many like positive things about it. So the next question was, did it have positive or negative influences on your college experience? And you've told us a lot of positive ones. And you said there wasn't really much negative.
Right.
So were there any positive experiences that kind of like led to things that went off campus, or was it more on campus?
So after the fact, I was interviewed a few times. I was in the Rocket, and there were some things in there, and I have that all saved and everything, which is really cool. I just think it's so cool, because, like, you just look back on those things, and you just would have never, like, you know what I mean? Those are just things you cherish, and I like things like that. But, I mean, as far as more positive, I just, like I said, it just was a great experience. Like, it happened so fast, and I couldn't be, like, more thankful for just the people that supported me in it. And I couldn't have done it with, like, without the people on campus, or you know what I mean? And this person, like, I'm sure there were people that even voted for me that maybe didn't even know, but, like, a friend told them to, or just different things like that. So, like I said, it was a really positive thing. I know sometimes people have different experiences, but for me, like, it just kind of went through all the motions, and it was just, like, and it just happened. So, yeah, I don't really have anything negative to say about it. I mean, if there's something I don't know, then I don't know it, but I'd rather not know.
Oh, that's great.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it was really positive for your college experience. Yeah. So, we have the last question.
Okay.
Do you think it will affect you after college, and if so, how?
Okay, yeah, so I've kind of gone back and forth about, like, okay, so how will this, like, benefit me maybe in the future, or, like, how can I use this maybe for, like, I don't know, like, a job, or just something professionally, or, like, and I think about that, and I'm just, like, as far as maybe putting it on a resume, or just kind of, like, I don't know, maybe word of mouth, or someone just kind of, like, that's, you know, I'm not going to be, like, hey, I was homecoming queen, like, I take pride in that, and, like, that, it is what it is, and if you were to ask me, I'd tell you, but I wouldn't just put it out there. Because it's still, to me, I'm just like, wow, I can still be playing. Like, I'm like, that was 2015, and it's crazy, because people were like, well, you were a junior, and I'm just like, yeah, but I mean, that was like the peak of my involvement, and I didn't think that it was just like the perfect timing. But yeah, I think about that, using it like in the future, and I mean, I would hope that it benefit me. I've thought about putting it on my resume, but I don't know how that... I mean, like, it would look good, but at the same time, just kind of, how do I explain this? Like, you know, but I mean, it's just something I just kind of personally take pride in, and whether who knows it or not, it's just something that I know that I experienced, and I definitely got a positive experience out of it, so...
Yeah, well, it sounds like even if you don't put it on your resume, it gave you, like, more confidence.
Oh, absolutely.
Stuff.
Yeah, it really did.
And promotion, like, with the campaigning, just...
Yeah.
Public
awareness
and stuff. That's
It was fun, because in high school, like, the campaigning was different. It was just kind of like word of mouth. Like, you're in the hallway and just like, oh, Sunset's running for homecoming court, or we don't like her, we don't like him, we're not, you know what I mean? Like, it's high school. But for here, it was so crazy how everyone was so supportive of everyone. And I know people vote for their friends, or, you know, organizations will vote for their own organizations and different things like that. But yeah, I mean, I'm super thankful, and I've actually met a lot of people out of it, and I think that was my favorite thing, because I'm a personal person, and I really like interaction with everyone. So, and being at the alumni tent the day of as well, it was just kind of like, I had my sash on, like, initially right before and everything, and alumni are coming up to me, and I was meeting people, and you know what I mean? Networking was, like, huge even when I was doing that. And they wanted to know. They were like, wow, like, I'm just like, yeah. Like, to me, it wasn't a big deal, but I was just kind of, like, I was still in shock. But it's nice to tell my story and, like, explain it, because it's something different. And, I mean, yeah, I'll be able to have and tell that the rest of my life. But
it's a major achievement.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. I agree. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, thank you so much for talking with
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. Yeah.